Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Sorry, guys. I'm sick right now.
You're so silly and goofy.
I know.
With that cough full of joke. It was a joke, right?
I didn't exaggerate it, but I did feel it. I had to cough.
Oh, it was
the,
like a
normal
mix.
Cough would have been like, or like that sort of thing, but I had to like let it out.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've been sick all week.
Yeah,
you Does my like, nose still, do I still sound like it?
A little bit. You're like so contagious with like the thing that he has.
I know, Jacob's okay with being around me. Obviously, just so you guys know, like I told him like I am sick. He's like, oh, whatever, I might get it. but it's not COVID. I've been tested literally three
it's
times.
Actually worse.
No, it's not worse.
But it's not like widespread, so it's fine.
Oh yeah, but I've been tested literally three times because, as you guys know, we were in New York City. So I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, we went to New York City and I got it, but nope, just a cold. And I think I know the exact moment when I got it too. So I want to do a little warning to everyone.
Okay. Same.
So we were in the hotel elevator. I touched the ground level button, which everyone in the hotel touches that button because everyone's going to the ground level, you know?
Oh yeah. For
so
sure.
I touched that. I didn't think anything of it. I got out of the elevator and put my finger inside my nose. And I know that's embarrassing to admit.
So why did you put your finger in your nose? Because there's a boogle, like,
you
didn't know why.
Itch. It was like an itch. So, like, I put my finger, like, in my nose, up. The exact same finger that touched the lobby button. And then I remember vividly thinking, I was like, shit. I was like, I'm literally going to get sick. I was like, why did I do that? And then I remember reading this article about, like, some apartment building or something. Everyone got COVID from the elevator. But, so I was like, great.
Well, I just have one question, and I'm not one to shame people, but if you have an itch in your nose, like, why don't you just touch the outside? Like, I could see myself doing what you did, but
to my defense, it was literally 5 a.m. because we were on the way to the airport, so, like, I was kind of out of it.
Oh, for a second, I was like, oh, like, you guys, like, went to a party at 5 a.m? Okay.
No, like, we were on the way to the airport, and I was just kind of out of it.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, but it is weird. I mean, I don't even know if that's actually how I got the cold, but the reason why I think that is because Matthew and Jacob are completely healthy. And you guys didn't stick your finger up your nose. So we didn't get it from like a restaurant or something. What?
But I eat a bunch of vegetables.
Oh, that's true. I am very disgusting.
I'm joking.
But yeah, just a little PSA. Don't put your finger up your nose.
Yes,
after
if
you're
you,
in an elevator.
If you think Lucas's voice sounds more low or something, he's not trying to act like he's like John Cena. He just has this cold.
I actually do like how it isn't as bad today, but like 2 days ago when I really had the cold, I was in the car for some reason. I think I was like getting Starbucks or something, and I was singing along to music I was listening to, and I was like, this voice is so cool. Like, it sounded like I was like Miley Cyrus. You know, she sounds so raspy and stuff.
Oh,
yeah. I was like, I wish I had this voice forever.
Just always sound so raspy.
Yeah.
Just smoked a pack of cigs.
But I'm assuming my real voice is going to come back.
That's so sad.
But bro of the week.
It's kind of funny because we legit forgot about it for the last 2 weeks.
Yes, we weren't in the studio. We were out and about. So we didn't do bro of the week for the last 2 weeks. Literally nobody mentioned it, but we're going to
keep doing it.
We're going to keep doing it even though it wasn't missed.
Sometimes you have to do things for yourself.
Yeah, it's just for us.
Yeah.
Bro of the week, as you can see, is Ashlyn.
Hello, Ashlyn.
Yeah, she wrote a little message. Hey, I'm Ashlyn. I'm 17 years old, and I'm from Seattle. My address is... Just kidding, she didn't give her address, but she's from Seattle.
Oh, okay.
I'm really sad the Patreon is coming to an end, but we will still always be bros at heart. We will, Ashlyn. Also, I vote for more Ethan Cruikshank content. Anyway, here's a photo featuring me and my pup. I didn't even notice her dog in the background. There's a dog in the background.
Oh, it kind of looks also like a demon. No, you're like, your dog is cute, but I'm saying since I didn't notice it, but now I just noticed it, it looks like a ghost or something.
Oh, yeah. Like when I first saw it, I was a little bit shocked because it's like, this little shadow in the background.
I felt like I was in a ghost movie for a second.
But she wants more Ethan content, which he's 18.
Yeah.
Oh, so like since they're both like teens. Like, she wants more teens on the show.
Oh, yeah.
You should have more teens on here.
I think I'm going to have to contact Famous Birthdays and tell them to change my age.
Oh, you're like not 16, teen anymore.
To like 16.
Yeah, I'm just imagine 16. If every episode we had Ethan and his friends on. It's like, what are you guys doing? I'm trying to be, and we pretend to be our teens. Oh. For you, it'd be fine because you're literally 20.
No, but it'd just be funny if we just said they were saying like, oh yeah, like we went to this high school party and we were like, oh yeah, like, yeah.
Like, we all went like the bowling alley a couple nights ago. But we should have another Ethan episode.
How he's been on twice, right?
Yeah. And he's 18 now, so he could like smoke cigarettes on here.
Not in Nebraska.
Is that just in Nebraska?
I don't know if it's just in Nebraska, but I think you have to be 21 now. So I actually can't, maybe some gas station would, but legally, like, I can't buy cigarettes.
That is crazy. What about vaping?
I think that's also 21.
So all these people, when you went to high school, you said all these people were vaping. They were having their parents buy the vape, or what was the deal?
I think people that are above 21 just sell it to
I'm not. When you turn 21, side hustle? Go to the mall and say, okay, I can give everyone a vape. You have to give me $5 extra.
One time one of my friends wanted like a vape thing. So I was like, okay, should I even be saying this on the podcast?
It's fine. You can say it's a joke if tries to come at you for legal reasons.
Okay. Because I don't want to have I did have a fake ID at one point and I told my friend
allegedly.
About it.
Allegedly. Say allegedly.
Oh yeah. Allegedly.
I don't know. If it's in court, they can't hold you.
Everything I do is a character.
Yeah. I'm going to start saying allegedly for everything.
I know, it just reminds me of Erica Jane from Real Housewives.
Okay, so allegedly you had a fake ID at one point.
Yeah, and I went into like this vape shop.
Allegedly.
And they said, oh, it's fake. So I couldn't
Wait, they just said it to your face?
Well, it worked at one actually, but then the other one it didn't work.
And they let you keep it?
No, well, the one that it worked, I just got it, but then this was like the same night, but they wanted something else. But we just like hanging out, so yeah. But it didn't work at the other place.
But they let you keep the ID? Like, even though they knew it was fake?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it was one of those things where I'm pretty sure I was kind of, like, sly about it. Because I think I, like, still had it in my hand when I was showing it to them.
Then did you, like, walk out so fast? Like, were they even mad or were they just, like, chill, like, this is fake? Or were they, like, this is fake and if you were calling the police?
This is what actually happened. So, they actually mentioned you. So, it was
Wait, how have you never told me this?
I don't know why, but there was this one vape shop and... So I guess the guy that was walking went to the same high school as me, okay?
Okay.
And then I walked in and he said, oh, are you Lucas Cruikshank's brother?
And did he actually say Lucas Cruikshank or did he say Fred?
I think he said Lucas Cruikshank.
Oh my God.
And then I said, yeah. And then, okay, so this is how I ended up getting caught basically. Also, he just thought the ID looked fake. But then also, somehow I got caught in this lie because I said, yeah. And then he asked, how old is your brother or something? And then I said, your age. And then somehow he found out I was lying because then I said I'm his younger brother, but then...
I would have been way over 21.
No, but then I forgot exactly how it happened, but I remember they mentioned you, and then that somehow got me caught up in this lie of my age actually wasn't... No, this is what happened. This is what happened. Okay, I think this is what happened. Basically, they mentioned your age, and then somehow they asked me... are you still in high school or something? And then I might have stupidly said yes. So, but somehow they mentioned you and that got me caught up in a lie that I'm not actually 21.
Oh, okay.
So you actually ruined it.
Sorry.
You allegedly ruined it.
Sorry. I'm actually glad.
Well, I actually, I'm not even trying to seem like a goody two shoes, but I've only like vaped once. Like I haven't ever actually bought a vape.
I'm trying to think if I ever have vaped.
If anyone was wondering, I'm not going to judge anyone if they do, but obviously, like, it is bad for you, but a bunch of people do stuff that's bad for you. I think, like, drinking is really bad for you. And all
I'm
that
so
stuff.
Thankful I've never gotten into vaping, because that would be the hardest addiction, I feel like, because you're vaping everywhere. You can vape anywhere.
Oh, yeah, you can even do it, and, like, it's not, like, public places say not to do it, but... You could obviously secretly do it.
I'm assuming when you go to the movie theater, people are vaping in there, you know? Like, just vaping into their sweater.
Yeah. This is probably so risky, but even on planes, probably.
I know. But, like, that would... Imagine how addicted you would be, because at least back in the olden days of cigarettes, you could only do it outside. Unless... Well, I guess back in the day, you could do it inside.
And
but,
it isn't smelly, so no one knows.
Yeah, just...
You know? It is, like, a web that you could easily get caught in.
If you're a vapor, quit right now. This is your sign. Switch to... What could they switch to?
You could
Just taking deep breaths. Maybe, I bet you what you're actually addicted to is the deep breaths.
You're actually addicted to meditation.
Yeah, so maybe throughout the day, take a few deep breaths. Act like you're vaping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when you smoke, you take deep breaths.
Literally.
Do a deep breath with me, guys.
Okay, let's all do a deep breath as a bro community.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
Through your nose.
No matter where you are, like, you can take a deep breath. Okay. I'll tell you guys what to do because I'm an expert at this.
Okay.
So I can actually do it with you guys. Okay. Take a deep breath through your nose for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold for 2 seconds. Out through your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I'm so glad I got to do that with you guys. But the one thing I have with that breathing technique is that it feels like I don't get a full breath. So I'm breathing through my nose, but I feel like to fully get a full breath, I would have to do one little breath through my mouth.
Oh, yeah. I was actually listening to I follow this neurology guy on Instagram. I think he's actually real. Maybe it's just all a scam. But he said something about you shouldn't breathe through your mouth.
Oh, okay. It's funny that you mentioned that because I was watching this interview with this ultra marathoner. First of all, I want to talk I want to learn more about ultra marathons. Okay. I feel like anyone would think this is insane. These people run 100 miles. But what? It takes like 3 days or like, I don't know how long. But they run like 100 miles and like their feet get cut up and shit.
Oh my God. How much food do they have to eat?
I think they just like eat and they just keep running. Like, so they end up sleeping. But it just is like they run 100 miles in like 4 days or whatever.
Oh my God. That is insane.
I know. And I think there's one of these events is in the desert.
So it's like blistering heat.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But this ultra marathoner said that he started running. When he runs, he breathes through his nose. And I've like, so I run sometimes and I've tried it. But breathing through your nose, like it's not like I don't believe these people. It's so good for you, I'm guessing, like they say. But breathing, it's like an adjustment because I feel like you aren't used to it. Like you doesn't feel like you're getting the full benefit of breathing.
Oh, yeah.
If that makes sense.
I don't really know what I do normally. I don't even know.
But why did the neurologist say that breathing through your nose is so much better? Does it release?
I guess your nose has more of a filter. So, like, you won't get sick as much and all this stuff.
Oh, okay.
And then there was also other reasons. Like, he said something about facial structure. I was like, it makes your facial structure. I don't even know. But right now, breathing through my nose isn't really an option.
It is so funny when
For all these, like, disgusting burps I'm not even commenting on.
It is funny when you think about blinking or breathing, because then I'm like, wait, now I have to think about breathing and blinking and I can't even focus on whatever I'm doing. It doesn't happen to me as much anymore. When I was like in elementary school, I remember thinking about me blinking. And then I was like, bitch, why did I think about me blinking? Because now I have to blink all day.
Could you imagine if you had to consciously do it each time?
That would be the most annoying shit.
But yeah.
Or like, what if you consciously felt every single part of your body?
Okay. Or, yeah, that would just be weird.
Because
what do you even feel when you actually get down to it?
Nothing. I'm joking.
But like, I'm never, like, thinking about my toes, but, like, they're just there.
This is just proof that your mind's so amazing. Because there's been times where there's an itch on me, and I'm just like, just for fun, I'm like, okay, like, obviously there's parts of my body that itch that I don't know about. So I'm just not going to itch it. And then, like, you just forget about it.
Oh, yeah, that is weird.
So, like, you feel nothing. I'm joking. By the way, if you guys want to know, if any of you guys are on Reddit, so we actually did have a Reddit like 3 years ago or 2 years ago.
Yes.
Called Crookshank. But then the moderator like got banned from Reddit or something.
Oh yeah, the person who made the community got kicked off Reddit. But then, I don't know what they were posting on the other subreddits, but they got banned from the whole website.
Yeah, we have no idea. But then someone else made a Reddit called Lucas and Jacob, we aren't the moderators. I don't even know who made it, but I just thought I should promote that on the podcast. So then if you have something that you want to talk about, something that you want us to talk about on this podcast, or like just anything, then like we can just look at that sometimes because we don't have a Patreon anymore. So.
Oh, yeah, because the Patreon was sort of where you could talk to other bros, but now you can go to the subreddit if that interests you.
Yeah.
Meet other Lucas bros in the Jacob. Wild.
Yeah, it gets pretty crazy.
Who knows? Like, your spouse could be in that community.
Wait, what? Oh, like, your spouse. Can you picture?
Yeah, some listener, like, their spouse might be another bro in the Lucas and Jacob subreddit.
That's true. Very well could happen.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's something that you can think about. That costs like $20 a month to join, but you can think about it.
Can you imagine if we did have the Reddit cost money
to join?
Can
you do that?
I don't think.
You know the Sultan Reddits? Well, you have to get approved to join them.
Oh, you know, I think I've heard
like,
of that.
You can you like join it, but it's pending.
Oh, and like, how do they decide if you're eligible?
Maybe they just look at your past posts, but I also don't understand it because some of these subreddits have like 500,000 followers or I don't know, mumbles or whatever you call it. So you're saying that a moderator chose accept and 500,000
they
people?
Clicked that button 500 times. Oh, there better be a one where you can just accept everyone.
Yeah. Oh, people that have private Instagram accounts and they've always been private, but they have like 100,000 followers. Mm. Is there an accept all button or do they individually accept people?
Probably
individually. I am so curious. That's, well, I guess every day you do like 10. So then like, it doesn't actually seem like a lot.
I am really sad because I'm not in Lana Del Rey's secret Instagram that's private.
Why doesn't she just go back to her main? And I guess she just wants to be with like Hulk Cole fans or something.
I know, and there actually was a moment where she made it public for a couple of minutes so people could join.
Oh my gosh.
But then I wasn't there for that, so I'm not in it.
But have you tried to join? Because maybe she'd accept you.
I don't. You can try to join?
Yeah, but Instagram is private. You can.
Oh, I think
request.
I asked, but I don't think I've been accepted. But like, apparently she's just talking about such crazy stuff in there.
Are you joking?
I'm kidding. But well, like, in my imagination, like on the private Instagram, there's like so much going on that I'm missing out on.
Don't people just leak it on Reddit?
Probably.
I'm just assuming.
That's true.
But yeah. Anything else we want to say about breathing?
Nope. I'm glad we all took a deep breath together. And one of the bros did DM me on Instagram. And she worked at a popular fast food joint. And she
Wait,
was like,
I'm going to say which one.
No, because like what she says is like pretty juicy.
Oh, because like what if like we get our own mail there one day?
Oh, yeah. Like I don't want to break any relationships because like she had a bad experience. But like I'm still down to work with you guys. I'm just kidding. But
it's so funny. Like picturing like, OK, so it turns out this brand like this single killed someone. But it's like. But, like, I'm still going to be nice because if, like, they ever want to collab with me.
Oh, yeah. I'll still be down to do a feature. But.
Okay, what's this?
But it's so funny because I'm pretty sure what she said at the beginning of the DM was, like, I know you guys are really into fast food. So, like, do you want to hear my story about working at a fast food place?
So, like, okay. What I was about to say, who isn't into fast food? But, obviously.
I know. The sad thing is a lot of people.
Well, okay. So, I don't know if won this category, but. If anyone that's listening watches Wheelhouse vs. Salt Lake City, there is some people, this might be us, I'm not sure, who brand themselves as fast food people. For example, Lisa Paolo.
Oh, yeah, she says she eats there every day,
she,
right?
She always, like, every episode she mentions, like, oh, yeah, like, I always just get Taco Bell for dinner. And, like, and I'm guessing that's basically us, but it's just funny, like, branding yourself as a fast food person.
No, I think we accidentally have branded ourselves as fast food people. There's no going back. Nobody wants to get some $30 overdraft fee when your online checking account balance is running low. We all know overdraft fees have gotten way out of hand, and just a fact, in 2019, traditional banks took $11 billion in overdraft fees, but Chime does things differently. Thanks, Chime, for sponsoring the podcast. Chime is an award-winning app and debit card that has saved its members more than $10 billion in overdraft fees with the SpotMe fee-free overdraft. Eligible members can overdraft up to $200 on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals with absolutely no fees, honey.
Now, you deserve to have financial peace of mind. Join the millions of Americans already loving Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Get started today at chime.com/LucasJacob. That's chime.com/LucasJacob.
Banking services provided by and debit card issued by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. Limits start at $20 and may be increased up to $200 by Chime. Chime member overdraft fee savings based on eligible members' use of SpotMe V$33 average overdraft fee. Overdraft fee data based on bank rate checking account survey and CRL June 2020 overdraft fees report. So let's hear the tea about the experience.
Okay.
Okay, so tea. I worked at blank for about half a year during the height of COVID. And oh my Lord. I was super sick with a fever of 104, and my manager asked me to sit in the freezer to take my fever down. And this was in the middle of the outbreak, I guess. Like, there are no vaccines, anything.
Wait, just by this right now.
What?
If the story ended right here, I am already beat. I'm already, like, disgusted with whoever did that.
I know. I love how, like, also, like, clarifying, like, it was during COVID. Like, even if that wasn't during COVID, like, someone has 104 fever and they have, you're asking them to stay there?
No, I'm no scientist, but I'm pretty sure if you have a fever, you can't make it go down. But this will go down naturally.
I guess it did go down.
What?
So she sat in the freezer for 30 minutes, which, by the way, that's a long time to sit in a freezer. Like, that seems unsafe.
No, but okay. So, first of all, with these freezers, I'd be so scared to go into one because I don't know if these stories are true, but we've all heard, like, that whole story of, like, someone gets stuck in a freezer inside of a factory.
Walk-in freezers are not fun.
They're terrifying, actually.
So after 30 minutes in the walk-in freezer, my temperature went down for only, like, 5 minutes, though. And then my fever came back. And this bitch put me on the fryers making fries for an hour. I begged to go home, and they told me they would write me up if I left. Is this a real thing?
Even if you have a one, you legit have a fever, you still can't go home?
I'm sure she could, but like, if she was like, I think she was worried because they were saying, like, we're gonna write you up, like, and all this stuff.
Yeah, like, she could go home, but you're able to write someone up even if they have a fever.
Yeah, but then she goes on to say she literally did have COVID, she found out. So they were just had someone at COVID with COVID there. They didn't care. Anyway, it goes on. She said she worked with a creepy old man named Vincent who literally did cocaine in the back of the store. He would smoke blunts through the drive-thru. Then she says, I'm kind of guilty of doing that too. Because I guess, like, she was like, what are you guys doing? But then she was like, I guess I'll do it too. So, like, she wait, also smoked wait. Weed through the drive-thru.
Oh, smoking weed?
Oh, she didn't do coke. Smoked blunts through the drive-thru window.
Okay, I've thought this so many times before, and this is why I agree with one of our sisters. One of our sisters actually kind of doesn't like fast food anymore, kind of just being like it just is gross because I feel like people do gross things to the food, and like this is proof.
But they didn't put coke in the food.
No, like what maybe I'm
like
saying.
Like a little residual.
No, what I'm saying is just like obviously like it's not like oh, yeah, quality like, food. If someone's yeah, like smoking know, a blunt on top yeah. of it, you know.
Oh, yeah. Also, but it must have been like this. Must have been like the night shift. I'm guessing because you can't just be during the day smoking weed out of McDonald's drive-thru.
That's
window.
What I'm guessing.
This was like 4 a.m.
This is oh, like even at like 10 a.m. No, like 10 p.m. Like yeah. it's like getting less busy. You know.
Yeah, I just don't picture someone's like 1 p.m. lunch hour doing coke in the back like that.
But even smoking a blunt in the drive-thru.
Yeah, also, that weed is one thing like you can't hide. It reeks. No. Like, the whole restaurant would reek.
Maybe I'm just, like, I'm just naive, but I didn't know that people were legit smoking blunts in the drive-thru. Like, what I thought was happening was, like, people would go to the bathroom and, like, smoke a blunt. But then it's happening in the drive-thru. I
guess through
know
the drive-thru
this.
Window. They go on to say another employee came into work on acid, and she kept telling me she was freaking out. But she was working the window, I guess? So someone on acid was working in the drive-thru window. But she said she couldn't see the screen right because everything was blurry. But yeah. She also just goes on to say, thank you guys for making the podcast.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay,
I'm
thank you for sharing
listening.
Those stories. I'm sorry you had to even go through that. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, no one should be treated by like that by an employee.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely horrible.
But thanks for, I
hopefully
guess, sharing
you got
your
a new
experience.
Job.
Yeah.
But I am really surprised about the acid thing.
I know.
I mean,
this had to have been night shift.
I like can picture, like, it's for sure, like, it's 100%. Like, I believe it. People are doing acid at fast food places.
Do you think, like, often?
I don't think often, but, like, it's happening.
Because I would assume, like, if you do enjoy doing acid, like, you wouldn't do it at work because that'd just be stressful.
But what?
Like, imagine being, like, I had to figure out all these orders and everything. Like, that would just be annoying. Like, you want to do it on your own time and you actually can enjoy it.
What I got the vibe was, like, okay, it was this person who was just hanging out with her friend. And, like, her friend was like, wait, have you ever done acid? And she was like, no. And she's like, oh, well, I have some. And then she just took it and she's like, oh, shit, I have work in 2 hours.
Or, like, yeah, maybe she thought, like, it'd be, like, a cute, like, 10-minute thing. And she's like, wait, why is
it
going away?
It was, like, 6 hours or whatever. Whoa, wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I can say. So we talked about on our last podcast words that we think are, like, just gross us out.
Oh, yeah. Mine was dudette.
And mine was horny. And someone commented, words that that make me internally cringe? And they said vibes, flex, slay. Now, the reason why I mentioned this on the podcast is because I still think this, but it's so interesting because I do think vibes is kind of just, but if you watch like this podcast or listen, if you talk to me in real life, like I say vibes all the effing time, yeah. But I've thought this for like probably like a while, like vibes isn't a, like vibes, it just gives up like fake psychic person.
I kind of like it though.
Oh yeah, like I'm not gonna like try to change myself, but
I just like being like the vibes are off, because sometimes they are.
Yeah, vibrations are real.
Yeah, so it's like you go into a place and the vibes are just either up or down.
For sure. What about flex?
Flex? I just feel like I kind of like all of these words, slay, flex, and stuff, because for the most part, unless I'm missing something, I feel like people say them as a joke, right?
Oh, yeah. I feel like even with vibes, I feel like most people that say that are kind of just like, obviously, like, it's kind of a joke.
And also, like, flexing, and I feel like it's mostly, like, I guess I'm just picturing from what I've seen online. It's usually, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or even, like, slaying, it's, like, always trying to be, like, over the top, like, yes! Slay! Slay has been around for a long time, though. We gotta give it that.
Oh, wait, hasn't it been stuck around for, like, 8 years?
I think slay, the first time I remember hearing it was around the Bay era. People say, oh, my bae's here. Oh, my God, my bae. Bae went away.
Is slay still a thing? No, I actually don't know.
I think, like, people still, if you say it, like, it wouldn't be like, what are you saying? But if you said bae, it's like, wait, what? But if someone said, like, oh, my God, slay, like, it's sort of, like, it's still acceptable in a way.
I can't believe it
started. At least in my world, maybe it isn't.
It started in, like, the Vine era.
How did that survive and bae didn't?
Well, like, I feel like bae was, like, associated with, like, Nash Graham and stuff. And people got, like, annoyed with him since people said he was cringy and stuff, you know? Whereas, like, slay wasn't associated with him.
Oh, yeah.
That's my guess.
What other words were, like, from the Bay era? Like, AF kind of was maybe from that.
Oh, AF.
What else?
Even though, like, that still isn't, like, out.
Yeah. Why did Bay go out, though?
Because I actually do get why it's out. Because it's, like, golly.
My Bay.
I just thought about, since we're talking about Vine, remember when Evan was doing those things on Vine? Baby, grind on me. And the whole thing was just, I'm going to hump the floor and, like, try to be sexual about it.
And
try to gain some, like, fan goals following me because, like, I have a six-pack, you know?
Little did they know that, like, TikTok, like, there's so many trends probably every day you can do to be like, here's me, like, this is me. Here's, like, just me being hot.
Oh, yeah. And you just, like, do something.
Yeah.
That's funny. The grind of me was it's just so funny because it's just humping the floor.
No, it was the first of its kind.
Yeah.
Was it the first internet trend that was, like, sexual?
I feel like that'd be hard to say because I think if we really thought about it, that's
another
for sure
has, we're probably
one.
Forgetting something. But I'm thinking of as, like, ice bucket challenge, planking. Like, those were just, like,
planking?
Humor. Remember, like, people just do, like, a plank and they'd be like, I'm planking on something.
I actually don't know.
Really? You don't remember? You for sure know. Remember everyone would, like, lay on things. They would lay straight on things.
Why is this a challenge, though?
I don't know, but you remember this?
It does kind of ring a bell. It does, like, kind of ring a bell.
Like, everyone would be, like, laying straight
on
something.
It was a Vine thing, right?
Yeah, I think it was just, like, a funny thing for some reason.
Plank? That's funny. Oh, what was that other trend? Like, cam? And you shove, like, a cake in someone's face?
Oh, smash cam. Was that what it was, or slap cam?
Smash cam or slap cam.
Oh, you can throw whipped cream on someone. That's so annoying.
I know, that one just, I'm glad, like, that isn't a thing. I mean, it probably
I'm pretty
is
sure
a thing
I did
on
it,
TikTok.
Though.
What?
I'm pretty sure I did a video about smash cam, though.
Oh, I kind of remember that.
Remember, it was like, oh my God, this is the new thing. I was like, I'm going to get so many people to do a smash cam video. Like, I was just smash cam people. Was so annoying.
I feel like the difference between, like, Vine and now. So, like, I feel like as the internet keeps growing, there's, like, so much more happening. So, now if someone asks me, what are the trends? Like, I don't even know what to answer. But I was like, in 2013, if someone asked what are the trends, I'd say, grind on me, smash cam. But, nowadays, like, I heard, like, a month ago, there was this trend where, like, people in high school were flooding the bathrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I had no idea about this. And there's so many other trends, like, I have no idea about, but still millions of people know about
Wasn't it, like, literally, like, we are going to destroy the bathroom? Wasn't it, like, ripping off the paper towels and, like, stealing all the toilet paper for no reason but to be annoying?
But the thing about it is that it's, like, it's not, like, a new thing, because I don't know if this happened in your school, but in my middle school, like, one time they had to close the bathroom because, like, someone purposely flooded it, you know?
Wait, really?
I think someone just turned on this thing. So, this trend is annoying, but I feel like kids have always been dicks like this.
That's so funny, just being like, I'm going to rip all shit off the wall and just do all this shit for no reason.
Yeah, and I do get why the trend, took off because there isn't any cameras in there. So no one would know.
Obviously, don't do this.
It's so dumb. Why are people doing that?
I know, don't do it. It's so annoying, but I do understand, the urge to ruin a room, you know? But I would never do it, but the thought of flooding a room sounds so fun to me. I would never do it because I understand the consequences, but it does sound fun to just turn on the sink until it flows into the ground and turn on the bathtub and just watch it all just crumble, you know?
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, I just know, even back in high school or middle school, I never would have done it.
Oh, same, because also I'd be so scared to get in trouble.
Oh, yeah, because I think I don't even know what would happen, but.
Oh, I get spanked by the principal?
Is that still legal in any states?
I don't know.
Getting spanked?
I do not know. But should we do our trivia game?
Oh yeah, trivia. 101 Pursuit. What's that game?
Trivia Pursuit.
Yeah, Trivia Pursuit. Okay.
Oh, the camera turned off.
Oh shit! We have to start over the whole entire podcast.
So basically, this game is we both came up with trivia questions to ask one another, and we're gonna see who scores better. Even though it won't necessarily be fair because the levels of difficulty between our questions might be different.
Oh, yeah. We had no one approve both of our questions. So that some of them could be easy. But I am excited to make you look like a dumbass.
I know. I'm excited. The goal is to make the other person look so dumb and embarrass them in front of the whole bro community.
Now, Lucas came up with this idea. But I'm so glad you came up with the idea because, it's kind of like a theme. If you look at our comments, people saying, wait, you didn't know this was a thing?
I know, it's like,
so oh, the might one. Might as well just add to it.
Should have at least the most recent embarrassing one.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Last week, Jacob, we were talking about New York because we were in New York. And Jacob said, so one of the slogans for it is the city that's so big it was named twice or something along those lines. And at the time, me and Jacob were like, why was it named twice? We literally, in that podcast, we never said that it's because it's New York, New York, the city and state. That didn't occur to us. So you're just so confused.
Yeah, but the funny thing is that, so we filmed that on a Thursday or something. And then I remember a day later, it just randomly popped in your head or something. And you said, oh, I know why it's called that because it's New York, New York. And it's just so funny because yeah, that was our last scandal.
I do want to defend myself. Yes, I knew it was New York, New York. I mean, I knew New York, New York was a thing. I knew it was the city and the state. You know what I mean? Because I remember being in elementary school and being confused by that. I remember being so confused about New York when I was in third grade because I was so it's a state but also a city? That always threw me off. But now I get it. New York.
Yeah, because the city's New York and the state's New York. Mm-hmm. So for some reason, I had to go to court for this and they said, you're actually so dumb, we're going to put you in prison. My defense would be, when you're just thinking or talking, but you don't use your full brain. You're just kind of just chilling.
Yeah.
If this was a quiz and someone said, why is it the city that's named twice? And I thought about it for 30 seconds, I'm guessing I would think of it. But maybe I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
So, basically.
Trivia questions.
So, should we do all of ours at once or go back and forth? Or what should we do?
Back and forth?
Oh.
Okay. You can say.
Found mine on a website. It was howstuffworks.com or something. And the title, because me and Jacob, you had the idea of doing. Because at first I was. At first, when I had this idea, I was let's just do random questions. But you had the idea it should be things that you should know, right?
Yeah. Most of mine are actually, if I'm being honest, it's funny saying this if you get them wrong, but they aren't that hard.
What we mean is we aren't going to do how long is an alligator tail? Because it's who gives a shit and no one knows that.
Yeah.
And if you do, go you, but you know what I mean? It's stuff you don't really need to know.
For sure.
But we tried to find common questions that you should know.
Oh, stuff that you actually need to know to survive.
Okay, so should I go first?
Yeah.
Okay, Jacob. What is the most populated country in the world?
Oh, China.
Jacob.
China's a continent.
I'm kidding. No, it's China.
Wait, China isn't. China's not a continent.
China's a country.
Okay, wait.
China's in Asia. China's in Asia.
Oh yeah, because the reason why they're a continent because you tricked me.
I knowingly said Jacob.
Because I was like, wait, it's a continent.
You were right. It's China.
Oh yeah, because I was just looking yesterday. I looked up how many people are in the U.S. and how many people are in China because, the prison population in China is less than in the U.S. But there's four times as many people.
That's crazy.
I know there's obviously a problem with like the prison system, but that's not for today. But so you got, I got the first one right. Wait, should we actually do Fingles?
Right, so how about I do all of yours first so we don't get mixed up?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So right now you have one right.
Okay.
How about only have a finger if you're going wrong?
Okay, right? let's do wrong. Okay. I probably got them right.
What country was sushi made in? This one isn't like that common. Like obviously not everyone knows this. And I would, I didn't really know it before I read it. You just guess.
What country?
Like what would you assume if you just guessed?
North Korea.
Japan.
Oh.
Because you have one wrong.
I was kind of guessing with... I was guessing.
How... I'll give you, like... You can be off by, like, 5% because this is pretty... Just, you know what I mean? But what percent of the earth is water?
Oh, okay. 75%.
71? So, you, yeah.
So, I get that.
You get it.
Okay.
Is Africa a country or a continent?
It's a continent, right?
Yeah!
Yay!
It's so funny. I'm the dumbass because I wrote, is Africa a country or a continent? And then my answer is no. It's like, bitch, what? But I, it's a continent. Is cancer contagious?
No.
Oh, you're doing good. Which of these is not a major ocean? Arctic, Pacific, American, or Indian?
Indian.
American.
Is that even an ocean, by the way?
The American Ocean? I don't think.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but the Indian Ocean's... Yes, you got that one
I got two wrong.
And
wait, and what are we at right now?
I think I had like 8 questions.
Okay.
Or maybe more. Is Washington, D.C. a state?
No.
Correct. You got that right. Congrats.
Yeah, because isn't like... It's that one spot in the U.S. where like, it's not even in a state, right?
That's like some weird ass thing. It's no like one gets
a, it. I don't know what it is, but...
How many countries are in the world?
Countries?
You could be off by like 20 for this one, by the way. Or even 50.
I have... Would it be like 250?
It's 195. So do you get that?
No, I don't.
Okay, you're close though. What is the official language of the USA?
English?
There isn't one. What you... What? I'm just kidding. That was a trick one.
Because
isn't... So you did get it wrong.
Isn't a thing like English is like almost tied with Spanish?
I don't know. I think that first... I remember actually hearing about this in school.
Oh, I think English is like 70%. But
I remember there isn't an official language. Even though, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you actually went by, like, what all the billboards are written in and all the signs, it would be English. But they don't have, like, they haven't said, like, there's an official language.
Oh, okay. Well, like, well, does, like, Canada have an official language?
I honestly don't know. I think it's, like, different between territories there.
Oh, because they have, like, provinces.
Oh, yeah. Is it true that pale people should wear sunscreen?
No, because everyone should wear the same amount of sunscreen.
Wait, did you read that? I thought I was going to be able to trick you.
No, because, when I was younger, I thought this, but I think I've watched too many skincare videos of people saying no matter what your skin tone is, you need
sunscreen. Oh, yeah, that was the answer. No matter what, pale, tan, no matter how much darkness is in your skin, you need to wear sunscreen.
Okay, so how many questions were this? Because we need to like make it equal for the amount of questions.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, I have 10 too. So I got 2 wrong.
Oh, that's pretty good. You got 80%.
I know. Like, to be honest, the ones that are hardest to me with these trivia questions, if we were going to keep doing it, are the ones that involve mops. Like, for example, where was sushi made? I feel like I like kind of am just like... you know,
we were never taught that, at least in our schools, I'm guessing. Well, like, I don't ever remember learning that.
They, like, taught us about, like, geography, but I just feel like there's so much to know.
We were taught, like, what country is sushi made.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
But, what was I going to say? Oh, from listening to my questions, are yours, like, the same level of difficulty?
Yeah, I would actually say mine are the same level.
Okay, let's see how I do.
Because some of them are really easy, but then some of them are like, wait, I kind of have to think.
Oh, I'm excited.
Okay.
I feel like I'm on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's actually just like see how much you would make. Let's say so you're starting out at 100 grand. For each question you get wrong, we're taking off 15,000.
Oh,
okay. Let's see how much money you're going
to
get.
Oh.
Today's episode is sponsored by Honey. We all shop online. In fact, I shop online more than I shop in than I shop in person. There's way more stuff to look at, and it just is easier shopping online. With shopping online, we've all seen that promo code failed taunt us at the checkout. Thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tuck-in gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery.
Imagine you're shopping at one of your favorite stores. When you check out, the Honey button drops down and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. You all know I have Luna, my cute little Pomeranian. I bought her some little goodies online, used Honey, and saved four effing dollars. Honey has found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. So if you don't have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting the bro show. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/LucasJacob. That's joinhoney.com/LucasJacob.
Number one, fastest land animal.
Fastest land animal?
Yeah. No, by the way, some of these I just thought of at the top of my head, but this is from like a random blog or whatever.
Tiger.
It's in the cat family.
Oh, okay, so it's a cheetah.
I'm not gonna give it to you, but yeah, it is a cheetah.
Oh wait, why did I say tiger?
I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't know that one. I don't think.
I'm just kidding. Okay, so I have one wrong.
Okay. Number two. What natural phenomenon usually comes after a rainstorm?
Rainbow.
Yes.
Yep.
So I was trying to trick you with that one because, like, when you say, like, natural phenomena, my picture, like, a ghost pops up.
I mean, it is kind of actually weird, side note, that rainbows are even a thing. Like, no. I understand there's science behind it, but the fact that, like, a rainbow appears in the sky is like, what?
Because I think rainbows are just a sign of, like, peace and justice. So the fact that that comes after a rainstorm, which is kind of crazy.
I know,
it's
Jesus.
Like, I know, just even, it feels like someone's watching after us.
I know, because, like, a storm happens, half of the town dies from the storm. Then a rainbow appears and it makes everything better.
You just have to look at the bright side.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. Who painted Mona Lisa?
Shit. Let me think. There's two people in my mind. Hopefully one of them is right. But let me just think which one.
Okay, so to be honest, I wouldn't know the full name. But once I say the full name, you'll be like, oh. But you're going to say like the first name or like the last name.
Oh, so, but the one I'm thinking of that I think it is, like, everyone, I feel like you always say it with both names, so it's probably not that one.
Well, okay, well, just say, maybe what I said stumped you, and, like, okay. It is just me trying to be confusing or something.
Leonardo da Vinci?
Yeah!
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm so thankful.
What were you gonna say?
I was either gonna be Leonardo da Vinci or Picasso.
Oh, it's Leonardo da Vinci.
Who was the one who did those creepy photos where everything was kind of dripping?
Oh, I'm gonna pull up a photo.
Like a Starry Night?
Yeah. I love that photo.
Was that Picasso?
Let me see. I don't think that was Picasso. I think that was another person. Vincent van Gogh.
Oh.
I had like a fake The Starry Night in my room. It looks so cool. Like years ago I did.
Okay, so I know my art, guys. I'm an art person.
So right now you're at 85,000.
Yep.
Okay. Who was the president in the year 2000? It's like this one. Like, I might know if someone asked me.
I think of, like, the years. Okay, 2008, 2004.
That's cheating.
Oh, so George Bush. Really? I thought he was for
what? In the year 2000. Right. So, like, you don't get 12? It, but I'll give you a
number. No, 2012 to 2008 to 2004 to 2000.
Oh, but... But when I said it, but in the year 2000, when you think about it.
Oh,
but
he wouldn't have actually been president. Wouldn't he probably got, he would
have. George W. Bush wouldn't get.
He wouldn't get until 2001.
Inaugurated until 2001. So you actually got tricked on that one.
I was too dumb to figure it out.
Wait, because, okay, so the last presidential election was.
2020.
And,
but Biden wasn't president until 2021.
Oh, so, yeah, so when you actually get down to it, he got elected in 2000, but Bill
Clinton. So I didn't use logic enough. Okay, so I have two wrong.
Yeah, yeah. But would you have known it was Bill Clinton? I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, because I knew he was like the 90s.
Okay. Who killed Abraham Lincoln?
Oh, shit.
They taught us
I
this so
know.
Many times.
I think, like, isn't it like a basic name, weirdly?
Like, I feel like they taught us taught this to us every year in elementary school.
I'm trying to think. Honestly, nothing's even come to my mind. I'm gonna say John Waters.
John Wilkes Booth.
Oh!
I feel like you should get it.
No, because like okay. You should know Booth. Because when you said it, I feel like, you know what no, I mean? Actually, we can't give me sympathy points.
No, the next one is like one that like, so maybe I'm just not cultured enough, but I actually want to know.
Oh.
Who wrote Hamlet?
Shakespeare?
Yeah. How do you know that, by the way?
I just remember at my high school, we like did this whole thing on Shakespeare.
Oh, I read like two of his books in high school, I think. No, what?
We never like, we just like talked about his plays or whatever.
Oh, yeah. What state is UKY located?
What?
So just use your context clues.
Wait, what state is what?
UKY. So you know how every college basically has an acronym? So
oh,
like
okay.
USC, but this one's UKY.
I guess Kentucky?
Yeah, University of Kentucky. But
is
yeah.
That Allison Raymond?
I don't know. I just pulled up.
Is she even from Kentucky or am I just being like offensive?
I don't
just
know,
from like
reason,
somewhere like that.
When you said that, I took it as fact because isn't she like Southern?
I just picture like Kentucky, Alabama, Louisiana.
Okay, so you have three on right now?
Yep. So far, I'm worse than you.
Where does Patrick live in SpongeBob? And like this question would actually be asked in one of those shows.
Oh yeah, million dollar listings. Multi-millionaire. Underneath that rock thing.
Yeah, underneath the rock.
Okay.
What does okay, this question's so fucking easy. Why not even add it? What does TGIF stand for?
Thank God it's Friday.
For some reason there was like a thought in my mind, like maybe I'd get that wrong if someone asked me.
I feel like if I wasn't in a social situation where I was nervous and like everyone was looking at me, I wouldn't be able to answer that.
Oh, okay. That's what I was thinking when you were asking me questions. Okay. If I was hanging out with a new group of people and they asked me those questions, I feel like I'd freeze on each one.
I know. I'd be like, well, oh, thank God it's Fernando or something.
The last one. Who invented Ford? Like Ford vehicles.
General Ford. Oh, wait. Henry Ford?
Yeah, Henry Ford.
Wait, was he a general? Why am I saying, who's General Ford?
Because
that rings
someone from the army.
That rings a bell. General Ford.
Someone from the army,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, probably the same person. So I got three wrong. Jacob is the trivia queen of the week.
Yeah, but that's a fun game. We should like continue that maybe.
Oh my God. We should have if anyone just wants to make us look like dumbasses live on the podcast, you should make a quiz for us that we can both take together.
Wait, okay, but yeah, okay, if you do this, you can just make one quiz and we can both answer it live on the
podcast.
Yeah,
we both will do it on our separate, what's that one website? Kahoot?
Oh yeah, so if you really want
Kahoot?
To. Yeah, if someone really wants to, you can make a Kahoot and we could do it like on the podcast.
Oh, then we can give the link to all the bros and they can also take it before we take it so they can see like, they can take it with us.
If they're smarter than
us. They can take it with us.
Doing window listening.
Yeah, somehow I will figure it out.
Yeah, they could do that. Well, because they could just click the link, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
The internet, you know?
We should do
but
it.
But yeah, if we're like it would be cool if we did that because this one isn't completely equal.
Because
the questions aren't equal.
But that'd be fun.
There's also an update. Whoever DM'd me this on Instagram, thank you, but there's an update on the LAX jetpack guy.
Oh, yeah, the jetpacker guys. If for some reason this is the first podcast you're listening to, there's been a jetpack man above LAX, and no one knows what it is, but it's probably an alien.
No, so this update is actually just bringing us down to Earth.
I know, I
it's
saw it.
It's not an update that's like, yeah, the jetpack guy's back again. So I read this article earlier, but it's actually a short article. It's from KTLA, the local news station in LA. FBI says pilots might have seen balloons. So I just
might keyword might.
Oh yeah, so like they're still keeping a possibility, like, oh, it still could be like chuds. Chud.
What's that again?
It means something. Humanoid.
Doesn't our dad always say that?
Yeah, I just
threw it in. Chuds. Oh, cannibalistic humanoid
underground dweller.
That's
it's
what?
A movie or something.
That is something dads would be obsessed with.
I know, like
chuds, cannibalistic humanoid underground dweller.
It just goes into the same thing of like apocalypse.
There's these people out, and zombies and stuff.
Okay, so police on Tuesday shared a new video of a flying object after repeated reports of pilots seeing jetpacks near Los Angeles LAX sport a federal investigation.
Okay.
So I guess there was a new video shared, okay? Now, both the FBI, the Federal Aviation Administration, and KTLA believe it's possible that the pilots actually saw balloons floating in the air. Now, this is a direct quote from a FAA spokesperson. The FAA has worked closely with the FBI to investigate every reported jetpack sighting. So far, none of these sightings have been verified. Then an FBI spokesperson said, one working theory is that pilots might have seen balloons. Now, my only problem with this is that, can they at least be a little nicer? Because if I was a pilot that said I saw a jetpack, you're making them seem like a dumbass. Like, at least say it a little bit nicer.
But it was a balloon looking like a jetpack, right?
Yeah, so,
imagine if it was just a regular-ass balloon and they just, like, created the rest.
So, I guess, in this article, they said that it could have been, a flying object that looked like a balloon, where, like, someone put a toy that looked like a person.
Oh.
It's like a balloon, but they made it look like a person. That's, like, okay. A theory. And then in a close-up image, the objects looks like an inflatable Jack Skellington, which, trivia question, who is that?
Jack Skellington.
It's the main character from A Night Before Christmas.
Oh.
So, yeah, and with the rest of the article, I read this earlier this week, but basically it just goes further into, like, it probably isn't a jetpack person, which...
Yeah, because there isn't even technology to go up that high. Because remember we saw, the last time we talked about the jetpack, they actually, the people with the most advanced jetpack technology, they said there would be no way to go up that high because you'd run out of fuel.
Yeah, like, I'm all down for, like, let's find out this is a jetpack. But I'm just part of the group that, I think it just is a balloon.
But, like, whoever's doing this, like, that's dangerous. Yeah. Going in airplane paths?
Well, okay, but then at the same time, do they, maybe it's not a jetpack, but do they have some, like, technology to make things go up so high? Because balloons do float high.
Like, maybe they know how to make, like, a weather balloon or something, but, like, imagine, like, if a plane hit that or, like, went into the engine. It's like, this prank is going a little bit too far.
So, I actually am so curious if it's just someone that lives by LAX, it was just did it one day, and then it took off, like, all these articles got written, so now they do it, like, every few months. I'm curious.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing is just, like, confusing. Like, I would think that they'd be able to track down who did it.
Yeah, because I thought they would, too. But now I'm also just curious because why did they just now say it's balloons when there's been, like, multiple sightings throughout last year?
I'm just going to say it's aliens still.
What?
It is.
Oh, and then someone else suggested that it may have been an electronic drone with a mannequin attached. We've all seen those viral Facebook videos that your mom shows you. Where it's like a ghost attached to a drone. And I was like,
Even that, it's like the prank's going too far going into the LAX air path.
Oh, I am. So I'm so curious, how don't more helicopters and stuff crash from drones?
Oh, yeah, because like anyone can just have one and fly it.
Whoa.
I know you're supposed to like register it, but you don't have to.
There is supposed to be rules, like you can't fly it this close to an airport. So I guess most people just follow the rules.
I've flown mine next to an airport. Okay, I never have. I don't even own a drone. So don't come for me.
but yeah, that's the update. It's not really exciting, but it's interesting.
I have something I want to bring up. Because I want to know if any of the bros have this profession, and I want to learn more about it. So basically, I was scrolling through Reddit, and somehow I stumbled upon this thing of waiters and waitresses making six figures. And I was like, what?
For like 100,000 or more.
Yeah, I was shocked because I was like, I just didn't know that was a thing. I was like, oh my, that's amazing. Like, go off. And then I read more about it. And I think I read a Ask Me Anything from someone who said they worked at a really fancy restaurant in Beverly Hills. And I think they said they made like, I think they said it was like over like 150K a year or something.
Oh my gosh.
And they were like in their 20s and they said they're a career waiter is what they called it. And they
What's
said
that?
I guess like their career is going to be being a waiter.
Oh, okay. So like, so it's not just like a job I have in between.
Yeah, they're like,
like this is my actual career.
Yeah,
like,
and they said they were doing so good, and they were just like, yeah, like if you want to know anything, let me know. And they said, what did they say? Oh, they said they've had it's pretty normal like during the busy. I guess the busiest season is like the winter, which I'm actually surprised by. They said the slow months are the summer.
Would it be because this is just a theory, like people grill out in the summer at their house?
Yeah, maybe like on vacation
like,
or something.
Barbecues? I don't know.
Yeah, but in the winter, like everyone was like, oh yeah, like meeting up with family and stuff and going to these giant dinners. They said it would be common in the busy months to get tips of $1,000.
So with like these waiters and waitresses making so much money, most of the money would all come from tips because don't waiters and waitresses get paid like not even minimum wage?
Yeah, because they're supposed to make it up in tips or whatever.
Yeah.
But, what was I going to say? But And then someone asked, like, what's the biggest tip you ever gotten? And it was, like, 15,000. But it was split between, like, four... I think it was split between six people. But that's still so much money.
Oh, okay. Because...
I guess six people were taking care of, like, this gigantic party, which... If they're tipped 20%, or maybe they just tipped more, but, like, that bill would have been insane. Like, how... I get, this must be, like, the fanciest, most, like, expensive-ass food restaurant ever.
This wasn't happening at, like, Applebee's.
Yeah, maybe some... How much food would you have to buy to ever rack up that?
Yeah, I feel like if you bought everything at Applebee's, it still wouldn't be that much.
I know.
But, with, with... Oh, yeah, so, like, with tips, I've heard sometimes that, that, like, even if you're the only one working at the table, you have to split it with, like, the bartenders, the chefs. But
oh, yeah, I don't
that's
know
a
how
heavy
that
restaurant.
Works.
I'm not sure.
I don't
sure.
know how that works. I didn't read about that. But, yeah, and they said it's common. I don't know if this is actually true, but they said it's common if, like, you work in New York City or, like, West Hollywood or Beverly Hills to be able to make close to six figures a year.
That's crazy.
I know. So I just want to know, are any of the bros, are any of you guys waiters or waitresses at a high-end establishment? Tell us all the tea. What goes down? Is there a fight? Like, I would picture, like, they would know who was going to give the $1,000 tip because they would order so much effing bottles of champagne or whatever that, like, everyone would fight for that table. Like, how do they pick which waiter or waitress gets to be that table's person?
Yeah. Yeah, that is really... Yeah, how would that go?
Also, like, what's the interview process like? Because I'm assuming, like, to get those jobs would be, like, so, like, coveted.
I feel like you'd have to be, like, so... For, like, the, like, really, like, fancy, bougie establishments, like, you have to be so, personable.
Oh,
I feel like
yeah.
they wouldn't just hire anyone.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so if you're, what did they say they were?
Career waiter.
A career waiter. I don't know if any of you guys are that.
But they also, someone, like, broke it into tiers. I don't know if this is true, but they said something like, if you work at, like, a bottom, like, I guess, like, maybe an Applebee's type place or something, they said, like, you wouldn't be able to get close to six figures. But they said the mid-tier would be, like, Cheesecake Factory. Where they said, like, you maybe wouldn't be able to get six figures a year, but, like, something good. And then the high-end places in these giant cities are where it'd be possible.
Oh, like, you could make six figures?
Yeah.
This was, like, a year ago. I saw this TikTok of this person that was a strip club waiter or waitress.
Yeah?
And so, like, she doesn't strip. She's just, like, she's the waitress at the strip club. And yeah, and she also said, like, she owns somewhere around, like, $150 a year.
That is crazy.
But I've thought that before when I've ate at Cheesecake. When it's, like, so busy, I've, like, thought, like... So I don't even know if this is true, but I've thought, like, you could probably own, like, $60,000 a year working at Cheesecake.
Oh, yeah, I would assume if it was busy and stuff. But what
that's
I
crazy
you know how
that
you're
people
saying,
own that much.
You know how waiters and waitresses don't get paid the proper wage or whatever because of tips? But how is that fair if you're working, like, during the dead hours? For example,
yeah.
If you're working from, like, 1 to 7, like, that whole afternoon might just be dead.
And you know, like, not, like, these, like, but, like, you know those, like, assholes that don't tip.
Oh, yeah.
So, it is weird.
You don't get how that would be fair if, like, depending on what time of the day you're working. Maybe they have, like, it all, I don't know, I honestly don't know, but.
Or maybe they, like, have it high off, like, dead hours.
Yeah.
The wage. That is insane, though. Because at those fancy restaurants, I bet people do always spend, like, a bunch of money.
Oh, yeah.
Money, money, money.
Money, money, money.
I mean, the more you know.
Yep.
This is Choose a Career with Lucas and Jacob. This is a waitress. A waiter. You can own up to $150,000 a year. And you have to be personable.
Maybe there's somebody out there listening who is like, I don't really know what job I want to have. And maybe you love talking to people and the restaurant atmosphere and you live close to a high-end establishment. Sign up.
The thing about it is that, like, it would be hard work.
Yeah.
Especially if you want a tip. I'm just guessing you have, like, four tables. You need to ask all of them, do you want a refill of your water?
Yeah, and also,
it'll be stressful.
I just realized, like, at these, like, really expensive places, it might be so high stakes to be a waiter or waitresses because, like, these people spending so much money on their food probably are, like, there can be no mistakes and all this stuff. Whereas if, like, you mess up someone's food at Applebee's or whatever, people are mad, but they're, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how it would be. That'd be, I don't know.
Yeah, it could be really stressful.
I remember after high school, a few of my friends, like, moved to, like, the city near our town, and they worked at this bar as waitresses, and they said, like, they would cry every single day. Like, they both quit.
Because
it was just, like,
it was
horrible.
So stressful?
Yeah, they said, like, during, like, the sport, like, the big sporting days and stuff where the bar was packed, said, like, it was just crazy and, like, it was too much.
Oh, what sounds super hard for me is being a drink maker or, like, a bartender. A drink maker.
Oh, yeah, like, having
there's so many different types of alcohol.
I never get how they pick who to serve next. When, like, everyone's just so gathered many around a bar.
And then, like, okay, yeah, like, there's, like, 50 types of how to alcohol. And then, oh, no, it just sounds difficult.
No, would you just wing it, do you think? Like, obviously, I miss you to learn.
Don't,
but like,
at, like, some places, they make them go to, like, a school. Like, last, like, 2 weeks. School? Yeah, so I guess if you did that, you'd probably be.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to know the origin of No Nut November. Because, you know.
Oh, yeah, we're in No Nut November, guys.
No. So, oh, yeah. I want to know the origin of No Nut November. So, you know how, like, there's this internet joke, No Nut November.
Yeah.
But then I was on Twitter the other day, like, every day is No Nut November on Twitter, on the trending page. Now someone started a new one, Nonstop Nut November.
Oh, that someone's making a movement to, like,
try to... Nonstop Nut.
Oh my god, so they're trying to tempt the No Nutters to break the thing.
Yeah, but then, so I want to know how this No Nut November started, but then it turns out, which I didn't think about, the origin of No Nut November starts with No Shave November.
That started the nose, like the no something November.
Yeah, because so to learn the origin of No Nut November, I had to learn the origin of No Shave November. Which
so that started
doing
the trend?
Yeah, it started the trend.
I was going to do No Shave November. I did trim it, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it does look trimmed.
Yeah, because I filmed a video yesterday and I felt too insecure to go on with my beard. So I trimmed it.
Mm.
But I am planning on like not like fully shaving my face. Maybe I should just let it grow to like see what it looks like.
It would be interesting. For a full 40 days.
Should we both do it?
I don't think I would, but...
Why?
The actual reason is because I find it annoying.
Oh, like itches?
No, it doesn't even itch. I just find it annoying.
Oh.
But yeah, you should. So No Shave November actually started from an annual charity event where men wouldn't shave or cut their facial hair for the entire month of November as a way of raising awareness and money to fight cancer.
Okay.
This is from dictionary.com, which I didn't know. Cool. Amazing. So then, No Nut November, this is the origin of that. An Urban Dictionary entry for No Nut November was published in 2011. So this is when, what is going to guess it started in 2011? This person that created, put it on the internet, you know? So mm-hmm. then like it started this whole wave.
Okay.
And then in 2017, the movement gained popularity on social media. It was, so there's like Reddits, I guess, for nofap. So that just means not masturbating. Cause I watched, it was a Lisa Ling thing about it. There's like communities called like nofap communities because like they're addicted to porn. Okay, I don't know if everyone in this community is addicted to porn, but some people are addicted to porn, so they don't want to be addicted to porn. So then, like, the only solution is, like, not masturbating.
Also, I think there's, like,
I don't know.
There's,
probably
like,
isn't
they
the
have
only
claims
reason
that have been, like, proven to not be true.
Oh, there's also things where, like, people say if you don't masturbate, like, you have mental clarity.
Or they say, like, because I remember, I forgot what it was. It was, like, maybe it was, like, an ASAP Science video or something. But they were talking about the whole no-fat movement because the whole thing was if you don't masturbate for 5+ days, like, your testosterone boosts so much and all these, like, happy hormones go in your brain and, like, all these amazing things happen, which I guess the actual science is that does happen, but then for, like, a day and then it just goes back to normal. So people saying, like, never fap again, like, it wouldn't actually mean anything because it would just go back.
You just have, like, an X amount of testosterone for one day and it just goes back.
Yeah, so it isn't, like, actually what they say.
So I guess even though I thought No Nut November was a complete joke for Twitter, I guess it actually gained popularity in nofap communities on Reddit.
Oh, that's like the month they all decided, like, we're going to do it together.
Yeah, so I don't know if anyone actually did it. I'm assuming someone did. But then I started No Nut November and then Nonstop Nut November. That's like, I just thought about it the other day.
I'm going to comment below which one you guys are a part of.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm honestly now just curious about these nofap communities. Like, I know, yeah, people claim these mental health claims, but then also porn. I don't know. I'm curious about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I watched one Lisa Ling documentary, so that's all I know about it. But yeah, that's the origin of No Nut November, if anyone was wondering.
Well, perfect.
I thought it was interesting.
I thought it was interesting too. The broke show community is thankful they learned that.
Yeah. Something else I wanted to talk about was when we were, well, this isn't even relevant to the story, but when we were in New York, I was showering, and then you know when you're in the shower and sometimes you just have like random thoughts? You're just like, whoa, you know? So I had like this thought that like, you know how like things are part of like the like culture?
Mm-hmm.
Like the culture of what's going on the internet or something?
Yeah.
So, you know, like that changes all the time. Like what's in the culture right now?
Like just like in the zeitgeist or whatever?
Yeah.
I guess No Nut November.
Oh yeah, like No Nut November. But then I had this thought in the shower. when I thought of it, I was like, wait, this is crazy, but it's obviously not an original thought. But I had this thought that what if everything that that we think is happening now, because you know how like a lot of things are like happening now, what if they've always been happening, but what is taking this time to focus on them? Now, the way that I was thinking about this was just like lighthearted issues. I'm not talking about like issues that like are more like serious. So what I was thinking of was cancel culture, which cancel culture can be serious, but I'm more like referring to cancel culture in a way where like someone gets canceled because they ate McDonald's. I'm not talking about like people getting canceled for racism, because that's actually bad, you know? So people getting canceled for like eating McDonald's and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I had like this thing. I was like, wait, what? Like, hasn't cancel culture always been a thing? But what is taking this moment to focus on it?
Oh yeah, just like that new hot like media word.
Yeah. So it made me think about that. But then I also get why cancel culture is so big right now, because like the internet. So like you can do anything on the internet.
Yeah.
And there's like big communities for anything.
Even back in like the really early ass days, like the caveman days. Isn't that why people say people have social anxiety? Because it goes back to those days where if the reason why you're so anxious to please everyone you're around is because back in those days,
you would die or something.
They would just like kick you out of the tribe and like you just like be on your own and like so miserable.
So like that's kind of like the original cancel culture.
I know. Like I wonder what they kicked people out of the caveman groups for. Like, do you think everyone was just as simple as like they were annoying and it was like, get the fuck out of like the cave?
I think it could be a thing where, like, they didn't use the word vibes, but like the vibes were out.
Yeah, or just like you're just bad energy. So they kick them out and have to. That would suck. Like, can you imagine how much of a people pleaser you'd have to be back then? I would not want to get kicked out of the tribe.
But then I kind of feel like no one really. Well, I guess people did think about it because they had like anxiety about it.
Yeah.
So, basically, to go back into like this whole theory, like, things are always a thing, but we just make them a thing right now.
Oh, yeah, so, like, I get what you mean.
So, like, even, like, men wearing makeup. Haven't men always been wearing makeup?
Oh, yeah, like, Boy George, David Bowie.
But now we're taking this moment to be, like...
It's funny how everyone acts like it's, like, this big... Even, like, Harry Styles wearing a dress, which, like, I'm sure he was at the shoot and just wanted to wear one, and they took the photo. But then the media never makes it into this huge thing, like... The first time a man ever wore a dress, I'm like, what is going on? When there's been these gender bending people for so long,
and
but
then,
it's just
even
a
like
thing
back
where,
in the day, men wore dresses, like that's
but,
what they did.
But isn't there always that thing where, like you said, everyone just wants to believe that the time we're in right now is like the most important?
Yeah, I feel like it kind of does stem from like being yeah. like, wait, we're like changing the world right now. Well, yeah. like, so like with this whole thought that I had, it kind of does go into the this whole topic of like. Oh, like, what is choosing to focus on it when it's always been there? But,
yeah.
So with cancel culture, that was, like, the main thing that I was thinking about. So first I thought Judy Garland got canceled. This is what I was thinking in the shower. I thought, wait, didn't Judy Garland get canceled back in the day? Because I heard stories about when she died, she was, like, so poor, and, like, she lived in a... I don't know. She lived in like a rundown.
I think her career definitely like was done.
But yeah, after like Googling, I don't think she got like canceled. Like her shows got canceled. I don't think.
I mean, I'm sure a show got canceled, but it wasn't a thing where like she got canceled for doing something bad.
But like, was it a thing? Like, I don't think it was a thing where everyone fired her, because that would be technically canceled.
I don't know. I mean, I think it was a thing where they just stopped hiring her.
But yeah, from my research, I don't. I don't think Judy Garland would be considered a canceled person.
Yeah, because she didn't do, as far as I'm aware, she didn't do one thing where everyone was like, what? And then canceled her.
Oh, yeah. By the way, when I said Judy Garland was canceled, I meant like back in the day, people viewed her as canceled. Obviously, nowadays, we just view her as an icon.
I know. I was so surprised when I learned that. When I watched a documentary about Judy Garland, because I think most people, unless like you knew about her life, you would just think that she was always on top when she was alive. You know what I mean? Because she's such an icon. It's literally Judy Garland.
She was in the First Color movie.
I just assumed like, oh yeah, she was just a movie star her whole life. But then you actually learned about her life, and it was crazy that like she went through these long ass periods where she was just like trying to find work and stuff.
And that is crazy. So with my proof that cancel culture has always been a thing. At first I wasn't gonna bring any proof because I was like, I just know it's true. But then I want to bring proof to be like a full-on scientist.
Give us the receipts.
So I was just Googling like celebrity scandals in the 90s and stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like all of us would agree that people got canceled before the internet age. But one instant where this person got canceled, legit. Ellen DeGeneres got canceled when she came out. Her character in a sitcom show came out as lesbian, and she's also lesbian in real life. And the show got canceled. And I'm pretty sure I've watched documentaries about her, and she literally couldn't find work for the longest time. Couldn't she not find work for like the longest time?
Yeah, so she literally, I guess pretty much was canceled back then for literally coming out.
So that got canceled
pre-internet. Yeah.
So like that right there is proof that like we're acting like cancel culture is such a big thing when it was a thing back then.
Or even like when we were on we talked about this on the podcast, the movie Showgirls. I can't think of what the actress's name is, but the girl from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, she got canceled.
Yeah, because the movie was so risky and like her vagina was shown and stuff, and it was so sexual that like her agency literally dropped her. So she was, for sure canceled.
That's insane. And then also, I have a few examples, by the way. Few examples, just to really prove my point. Madonna, which like she's like had a really scandalful career.
Oh, yeah.
Well, one of the stand-up moments was in the Like a Prayer music video. I remember hearing about this, but I read this on the cheatsheet.com. But in the Like a Prayer music video, in the back of all those burning crosses. So she got canceled for this because it's like Christian imagery, but then she's burning.
Oh,
it,
yeah.
So.
That's actually pretty crazy because
this was like back in the day.
There was even more stuff than burning crosses. Wasn't there like other like making like... that whole making the whole religion thing like sexual.
Yeah, I guess
that's so weird because like people always say like 2021 music videos are insane, like what else is gonna happen, it keeps getting worse, but like I honestly don't know if someone would do that today.
No, okay,
like I know Lil Nas X did the whole devil thing, but I don't think someone would literally show a church with like and make it like, you know what I mean? Or would
like I feel I like even, I could see it happen.
I could see, I don't know if like a mainstream pop star would.
Yeah, I feel like it's still edgy today.
Yeah.
So this kind of further proves the point of everything has always been happening.
Yeah, for sure.
So with this whole, but back to the Madonna being a scandal person, I watched a documentary about her and when she was going on tour for one of her albums, it was probably the album that had Like a Prayer on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like people legit would like always protest the shows, and when she did a show in Canada, I think one of the places in Canada, one of the cities, they the police came to her before the show and said, if you perform right after you perform, you're gonna go to jail. But she still did the show, and it turns out the police were just lying because she didn't go to jail. But that just proved that.
Yeah.
Like that, like she just kept using like religious, because I think that's why they didn't like it, because she was using religious stuff.
And
kind of as like a joke, I guess. I don't know.
But what was I say? I think I watched that same documentary, and I remember when they showed clips from the tour, I was like shocked because it was like so sexual. Wasn't she literally like masturbating on stage?
Yeah, like I think it started with like whole like touching on,
which is crazy because like it's another example. If someone did that today in 2020, everyone would say, what is going on? Why is this happening? Acting like it was the first time, you know?
Yeah.
And they would say, what else is going to happen next? But it's like, boo, that happened in the 90s.
It also kind of goes into like people. Okay, this is kind of a pessimist, like a negative point of view, but I feel like people do love negativity. So people do want to think that the time they're living in is the most sinful time.
Yeah,
or like the worst time,
or like the world's about to end, because like that's such a vibe now, like just because of the pandemic and stuff. But I remember I read that like people from the dawn of time, people always have thought the time that they're in is the end of the world. They always have thought we are on the brink of the world ending. Like, that's always been everyone's opinion, because we always want to believe that that'll happen when we're so important that it could only possibly happen when all of us are alive. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, and then I feel like it also stems from, like, a level of anxiety in your brain being like, maybe, like, I feel like it is going to end.
Yeah.
Another example is, I actually watched a YouTube video from Vogue. You guys should watch it. It's Brooke Shields. She got canceled because she did these Calvin Klein ads.
Oh, yeah. Nothing comes between me and my Calvins.
Yeah, which I literally didn't know about this until a few days ago, but she was like 15 at the time, and like the videos were like sexually suggestive, what people say. But yeah, she basically said, like, I mean, it's what, like, she said that it helped her career and it also helped Calvin Klein's.
She wasn't canceled for long then.
Well, but during the time, they showed interviews in this Vogue video, and like people were like treating her like she was like literally like the grossest person.
Oh, so it was like huge ass backlash, but she still worked and stuff?
No, well, I'm pretty sure. Well, like, okay, I guess I don't know if like she couldn't walk at the time, but they like tried to play the ads, and like some places wouldn't play the ads and stuff.
Oh, so it was like a huge, like, giant scandal.
I'm guessing for like a while people were like, what are you doing? You're like so gross.
Oh, yeah.
So that's an example of someone getting canceled. I think that was in like the 80s. Sex tapes. Pamela Anderson. I'm like, you could say Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian got canceled.
Okay, I wonder if that was like, actually it wasn't. I was about to do the whole thing you were just making fun of. I was going to say Paris Hilton was the first time someone had a sex tape and it made them famous. But that's not even true, because I think this is real. For some reason, I thought it was a fiction book I read, but I'm pretty sure I watched this whole like documentary on how Playboy was made. And that's like kind of what launched Marilyn Monroe's career in a way.
A sex tape?
But like, she was naked on the cover of Playboy, but it was against her will, because like, I guess she took these naked photos before she was famous, and then Hugh Hefner found them and was like, he bought them and was like, we're putting this on the cover of my first ever issue of Playboy to like launch my magazine. So it was this huge thing. Like, she was a huge movie star and was also doing like these naked photos.
How could that happen? Like, that whole Hugh Hefner taking the photos.
I guess like they were for sale, because she took the photos, like she was doing nude photo shoots or whatever. But then she became a movie star, and she probably, I'm assuming she didn't want them out, but they were still like being sold.
Yeah, this topic is just so interesting to me, because it just is like, okay, let's just say so-and-so celebrity did a nude photo shoot. You know, people are still going to say, why are people naked all the time nowadays? When like,
yeah,
people were doing it back then too.
Mm-hmm.
So my one question, I fully believe everything I'm saying. I mean, you talk about it in the comments. Like, obviously I'm not gonna, I don't know, maybe I am just over-exaggerating it. But the one thing that I feel like might have changed, the intensity of everything. Whereas you can go on Twitter right now and it literally looks like everyone's hating on this person. Whereas maybe when like Ellen DeGeneres got her show canceled, she didn't see people in like Michigan telling her, you're such a bad person.
Where, like, she would only see the headlines from these publicity places.
Yeah, whereas like now you'd see all over the internet people hating on you. So I feel like in that way, the intensity of like cancel culture and like, and this, all these other things that we were talking about that people say are just nowadays, when in reality they've always been happening. Like, probably the intensity is a little bit different.
But then I almost think maybe it was worse back then in a way. Because I feel like nowadays, like, so many people get canceled every single month that, like, it does suck if it's happening, but it just blows over and everyone forgets about it. But back then, I feel like Ellen, like, it might have actually been, like, a thing where, like, people were talking about it for so long.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because, like, it wasn't, and, like, even the Brooke Shields thing, like, it was, like, everyone was talking about it for, like, months because there was nothing else going on. Whereas nowadays, like, if you get canceled the next day, like, someone on TikTok does something horrible and everyone forgets about your thing.
I kind of want to take back what I said, because also, okay, I'm just guessing this happened. It still happens nowadays, but I'm guessing back then it happened way more. So Brooke Shields did these ads.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, okay, this is just me guessing, but I just feel like it happened. You know, at like these churches, the pastors and priests were talking about it for like 3 weeks after.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas nowadays, there's so much controversial photos and videos. I'm guessing the pastor and priests, the only reason I'm saying this is because there's like videos of pastors and priests talking about the Lil Nas X music video, like it, like he controls what everyone does. But what I'm saying is, I feel like back then they would focus on it more, like these like biblical people.
Oh yeah, and all the spotlight would be on you.
Yeah, and you'd literally seem like the devil even more than now.
Oh yeah, but who knows? But then again, the whole social media thing probably does make it more intense.
I'm just, wow. I feel like we're really uncovering shit.
Dissecting everything.
No, I don't think that's anything revolutionary, but it is really interesting to talk about. Like, do you agree with what I'm saying or no? Like, the whole thing of nothing's actually new.
I really think that, like, yeah, it's just a thing where we always want to think that so much, that the time we're living in is the craziest possible time.
It also goes into this thing where, like, let's say I created this comedy show and I had, like, a new element to the show. Like, I could say I was the first person to ever do this, but I feel like if you tracked it back, I wouldn't be the first person to ever do it.
Yeah. So that's like, for sure, too. I feel like, yeah, everyone wants to pretend like they were the first to do so-and-so, but then it comes out.
But you're probably not.
Yeah, or like maybe, yeah, for sure.
I feel like we've talked about this, but I kind of do think like everything's copied.
For sure. 100%.
Should we just end it with that, I guess? Do you have anything else to talk about?
Nope.
That was all my topics. I'm so glad I got to talk about everything. So well, fun.
Thank you guys for listening, and be a bro, because you are one.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.